You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as a newsmaker this morning is Sonora City Councilman George Segarini. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Mark.
Well, George, you've been with the Sonora City Council for a while now, and you have seen business growing in downtown Sonora. What's contributing to the growth of Sonora?
Well, I think the economy in general has been improving over the last few years, so that's been a stimulus for the businesses downtown. And I think they've been taking advantage of the opportunities that the city provides to a lot of businesses, the education, the financing available for small business startups. I think all of that comes together to stimulate downtown Sonora.
As a business person and a Sonora City Council person, is Sonora an easy place to conduct business in?
I would say compared to other areas, it is much more simpler to do business in downtown Sonora, and Sonora in general, than in other jurisdictions, yes.
There's been talk of the intersection at Red Church on Washington Street. What's going on with the Red Church intersection?
Well, we have been granted a grant to take a look at re-engineering the intersection there at the Red Church with Snell, Elkin, and the highway going through there. And it's basically just to kind of square up. If you can recall going down Snell to get onto Washington, you've got to look back to see cars coming up from the direction on your left. I know I drive that thing 4 or 5 times a day, and it's difficult, especially when you got a bad neck. It's but the grant will kind of realign that a little bit, add a little landscaping to the area. We had a lot of folks concerned about what it's going to look like and how it's going to operate. All that'll be ironed out in the engineering process that will be starting soon. We sent out an RFP on the project now, and that should engineering should take care of any concerns that people have. When they have concerns, there will be public meetings to participate in those concerns and let the engineers know what they're thinking.
No roundabout.
No roundabout.
All right.
Definitely.
Tell me about the crosswalks in downtown Sonora. Is there controversy taking place with these crosswalks on Washington Street?
I wouldn't say controversies, Mark. It's more concern.
An issue.
It's an issue. It's been an issue for a long time. There's difficulty in seeing pedestrians as they're beginning to cross Washington Street. It's not the fact that you can't see crosswalks as a driver. It's hard to see the people, and it's hard for the people to see oncoming traffic. So we tried a little experiment of eliminating some parking spaces near the intersections just to see how that would work. I think that was successful. Whether we'll continue to do that or not will be determined later. But we're receiving a grant to take a serious look at our intersection, not at the intersection, but the crosswalks in downtown Sonora to see if there are things we can do. There's a lot of different types of things you can do with crosswalks, like lighted crosswalks in the street. Very expensive to do something like that. And it doesn't add to the historical value of the downtown area when you're putting lights all over the place. So it's something that we're going to be taking a serious look at.
Now that we're back to Pacific Standard Time, evening does start early, and
yes,
at 5 o'clock, it's dark.
Exactly, yeah.
Just outside of downtown Sonora, what's going on with the intersection of Mono Way and Greenlee now that the gas station is gone?
Well, thank goodness it's coming to a conclusion. That's been a long process to get that taken care of. But finally, as you know, the building that was at the corner there has been removed. All of the street widening now has been completed. The sidewalks are in. The pavement has been repaved in all directions from the intersection itself there. I think it's going to be a much easier access for both automobiles and pedestrians there at that intersection. So it's been a long process, but finally, within the next week or two, it'll be coming to an end.
Things are active with the city of Sonora. Next week, there's the Christmas parade. Already next week, the Christmas parade on the day after Thanksgiving.
Are you sure it's next week? So next week already?
Already.
Well, that must mean it's Thanksgiving next week then,
That's
too.
That's correct.
Because it always follows Thanksgiving. Yeah, absolutely. It's coming around. The Christmas parade is always a wonderful opportunity for people to come downtown Sonora and enjoy the parade. We're trying to give the downtown merchants some extra parking time down on the street. So we moved that back a half hour. And on Saturday, it's going to be shop local downtown for a lot of the merchants downtown. A lot of bargains going on that Saturday, not Black Friday, but Saturday in downtown Sonora. So I encourage everybody to enjoy the parade and then come down Saturday and enjoy all of the activities going on here with the merchants.
And you mentioned Black Friday, and I'm thinking black or red. What is the financial health of the city of Sonora?
Well, we're in pretty good position right now. I would think that as the years go on and we have some issues with our CalPERS situation, there's going to be some issues with financing. And the good thing is we're planning for it at this point. We know it's coming. You got to plan for it. It's not going to be easy, but there may be some cuts that need to be made, and that's just the way it's going to be.
I always enjoy talking with you. Is there anything else before we wrap this up?
No, I like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays coming up.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Mark.
George Segarini, Sonora City Councilman. Thanks for stopping by, George.
You bet.